welcome back to the Tabletop Tavern campaign, Three Wastelands. My name is Jenny. I will be your game master now and forever. My pronouns are she, her. I'm going to allow my beautiful, wonderful, talented players to introduce themselves, starting with the fabulous redhead on my, right?
Somewhere. I'm Victoria. My pronouns are she, her. I play Glimmer, whose pronouns are also she, her.
Hi, my name is Stacy. My name is Stacy. My pronouns are she, her, and my character's name is Tess, T-E-S-S, and her pronouns are going to be her, she, her.
Hi, I'm Pippin. I play Adrastos. Both of our pronouns are they, them, and we made it so far.
Hi, I'm Doe. My pronouns are she, her, and I play Hallie, whose pronouns are also she, her.
Hey, I'm Cam. My pronouns are they, them, and I play B, whose pronouns are she, they.
All right. Is everyone ready for some Star Wars 5e?
I was hell born yeah. ready.
All right. Hell yeah. When last we left off, you were all fleeing the underground casino of the Syndicate, which is a gang run by Condor Aurelius. You are all sort of in dire straits, but no one more so than B, who I believe was fully unconscious.
Yes. Is unconscious, but stable.
But stable in the back of the Odyssey. When last we left off, Adrastos had an inkling of sorts about where to go to get help for B and maybe find some refuge. You are all speeding along in this Honda Odyssey. The garage door that you've gone through opens up into just the desert. It sort of dumps you out about 2 miles away from the actual center of the oasis here. So you can see like the adobe buildings that surround sort of this warped metal city that sort of constitute more of the like slums of the area, more or less. Glimmer is behind the wheel. You've got early 2000s pop playing because frankly, there's a cassette stuck in the stereo that even if you understood how to like press the eject button and get it out, isn't gonna come out of there. You're all speeding along. And by speeding, I mean you are going 15 miles per hour because this is
wonderful
loose sand. And if you drive any faster than that, the tires are going to rotate you down into the sand below you.
Can I say, because Condor addressed me as we were leaving, I know that I am still in range and he will likely hear this as he's probably the only contact on there. But I'm going to use my comm link to sort of whisper, like, this is a message just for him, but I had nothing to do with this. If I thought you'd believe me, I might've done something else. And turn my attention to B. You can continue.
Your comm kind of crackles and you don't quite make out the response on the other end.
I'm like driving and just like, hey, everyone, where are we heading? I don't know most of you, but we're all in this together now.
Mm-hmm. Do I know how to get back?
You
from
do.
Here?
You know how to get back to where you think you might need to go. Absolutely. You think okay. You could probably find that place no matter where you were.
Okay.
I just need directional directions.
Yeah,
folks.
I'm gonna take a look
directional
at
directional directions.
Directional yes. directions. That does.
Just tell me left or right.
Directional.
What's left or right?
I will. Sorry. I will look at Glimmer, and go. I take a or go. North or west or whichever direction is going to get us onto the street that I know takes
you
us
know
closer.
That if she
to
turns
where
the
I know
car
we need to go.
Yeah, if she turns the car east, you're gonna sort of hit the area that you need to be. You also know that the streets there are too narrow for anything like this to get through, but you figure you can get pretty close to where you need to go.
Yeah. Turn east. I think we can get close to somewhere with help.
Sounds good.
And then I'm going to turn my attention back to B, knowing that I helped them, like they're not in immediate danger, but they're not doing great. So I'm going to look at her I'm going to use my last adaptive fighting to switch to superiority style and do administer aid to bring her up with 3 hit points. Wait, no, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 hit points.
Wow.
Wow.
Nice.
And just like take a shaky breath because like, well, I'm just killing people and not saving them.
I think once Glimmer kind of takes the right, she starts to like drive a little more casually just so that it doesn't seem like she's fleeing the scene of a crime.
Okay. All right. Glimmer, go ahead and roll an insight check.
Okay.
Can I notice, yeah, that she's done this?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, yeah. You know what? Let me roll insight before I do that.
Yeah.
That's a good roll. That's a 22.
All right. Here's the thing, Glimmer. You're driving
a car in a world that doesn't have cars, right?
You're driving a car.
Okay.
In a world that doesn't have at least this kind of car. Like, right. There's vehicles are the way that people traverse this. There's all kinds of
fucking zooming.
Yeah, I mean, it's just like you are driving an incredibly anachronistic vehicle that nobody has context for what it is.
Yeah,
so
I'm
it's probably
zooming.
Pretty obvious that we're doing something
yeah.
weird.
I do be zooming. Okay. I do be zooming.
And by zooming, again, 15 miles per hour.
Yeah,
you know,
that's
it's
still zooms. That's still
that's,
zooming
that
for us.
That zooms in this world.
Yeah, well, that's the thing is that you know that people who drive skimmers, there are people who do drive things that would resemble what we know today as cars, but they're on much larger wheels that are sort of designed for the sand. You're also, you sit up, revived.
I like to help them. I like support
in this car that's just like, if you've ever driven like a sedan or an SUV or even a minivan, like a Honda Odyssey on like sand, you know what I'm talking about when I say that it's sort of like every shift of weight is felt in the vehicle.
Yeah.
So B,
shouldn't we all be getting car sick having never been in a car?
And you are on like a very rocky boat in a vehicle that you've never seen before, surrounded by all sorts of mechanical things you've never seen before, tech you've never seen before. And you've just escaped death by the skin of your teeth.
I feel like Hallie is leaning over the like center console between Glimmer and Tess and is like, one, come on, I can skitter faster than this, let's go. And simultaneously adjusting every knob, dial, and button she can possibly press while just like absolutely ranting about like the entire fight. Like, did you see that? Can you believe we jumped? Tess, you almost
roll a roll a luck check for me.
Okay, you want D100?
Yeah.
Also, while she's doing that, I'm like, yeah, H-Dog. And is the driver's seat window's broken, right?
Correct.
Can I lean over onto Glimmer and stick my head out?
There's another window.
There's another window.
I try to push you out of the way with my fucking cybernetic arm.
It smells so good out here.
Okay, open the other window.
Back.
Open the other window.
I don't know. How do you want windows?
Can Hallie just like punch out the window?
Absolutely she can. Also, Hallie,
82, by the way. I don't know if you heard.
Yeah, you're fiddling with the dials and the buttons and you see like this sort of hole in the stereo with that's okay. Sort of lined by metal. And you just you see it. What do you do with your do you touch it? Do you
I'm sticking my finger in, or at least one of my claws or whatever.
You take 1 point of damage as you burn yourself in a cigarette lighter.
I like recoil so. And I'm like, shit.
Maybe you don't
so sick
on the weird vehicle. I don't even know you.
Yeah, I don't know if I trust
you. He's gonna grab Allie's head and just look and then look at the metal and just be like, fascinating.
Oh,
the little one's alive.
Allie's like,
Blair's gonna like look back very quickly and then back at the road and be like, are you good?
I thought you were dead.
It seems I'm not.
What's the height of B?
Like 3 feet.
Yeah, tiny.
Tiny.
I just imagine Hallie like towering over B, like, oh, you're good. Oh, what's up?
Have you guys ever seen the boy, the mole, the fox, the horse, and the horse?
No.
Beautiful animated short, but there's a mole in it who just rolls to travel.
Big like, bolus how, energy.
That mm-hmm. is the that is literally the inspo for her vibe.
I love that.
Wonderful.
So she's this is so fascinating. And with your exoskeleton, and it still hurts. Oh,
I mean, it doesn't like hurt. It's just like, ow, like a, you know, like a, oh, ah, that.
Tess will kind of crawl over the seat to like watch back and be like, you don't smell like you're around from here. My name's Tess.
So for those of you who have never been in a Honda Odyssey, I'm just going to review for you very quickly what the seats look like. You have the driver's seat and the passenger seat. Then behind those are two seats with a gap in the center. So mm-hmm. they've got like their own little armrests and whatever. Then you've got a row that's three seats.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then a row behind that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh. No, I think it's just the three rows.
Yes. Sorry.
It's I'm just three rows like, and then the trunk.
And then a trunk.
I'm thinking of the one that used to have the backwards facing seats. Do you know what I'm talking about?
I make my way to the front, like, seeing B's all right and has apparently very quickly moved on from her near-death experience.
They vacated the passenger seat.
Yeah, I moved to like the farthest.
Am I in the
like,
passenger seat?
No.
You were behind with
tested.
Us.
Yeah.
To the seats at the very back and sort of just switch between keeping my head in my hands and very paranoid, like looking out the window behind us. Like
I'm in crisis
and none of the rest of them are.
And I call back, I go, which one's the one that was doing the fighting? Which one? Hi, who are you?
I fight. Sometimes
not you, the other one. Yeah. Oh. I can't look back, I'm driving.
Yeah.
I shot a laser gun today.
Not you either, although you seem so lovely.
I just go, what is it? Also, those were mine at B.
I'm like driving. I'm like, all right, I turned right. Don't know where I'm going. I do need more directions.
Yeah, where are we going?
House. You know, in a dream world, I would leave, but I don't really think that's what you want to do. It seems like you got a destination in place. I'm Glimmer, by the way.
Glimmer.
Yeah.
Glitter.
Hi. Glimmer. We are
Sparkle.
Going to my home where there is help.
Dope.
There is help for the injured. And just wonderful. Like very matter of fact.
And that's great. What's your name?
Little guy. The little guy.
Adrastos.
Adrastos? Yeah.
And I look at B and I'm just like, did you think my name was the little guy?
That's what they announced you as.
Yeah, that's Holly like scratches her like antenna, like
Tess.
I would just whisper to myself, I'm like, they did say my name.
Can I stick my head out the broken window now of that Hallie broke? And,
yeah, absolutely.
Can I take a deep inhale to see if anybody's following us?
Ooh. Yeah, go for it. Give me a perception check. Things.
We love a furry.
10.
You know, it's hard to, there's a lot of, first of all, you have never, ever had the opportunity to like sniff the wind when you're going this fast. Okay, you have spent your entire life on your feet. You walk from place to place. Sometimes you run. This is unbelievable. You can smell all kinds of things. There's a sandstorm on the horizon. Oh. There's always a sandstorm on the horizon. You can smell Hallie in the back seat. She smells like bug blood and it's rancid, but you're not going to say that to her. Then of course you can smell smoke, exhaust, not rain, something else, the salt flats in the distance. You can't smell anyone coming after you, but how could you focus on any one smell when everything smells so enticing? Your nose is just wiggling back and forth nonstop. As Adrastos, you see a familiar approach. Homes of adobe lined together, stacked on top of each other, so close, packed together,
recognizable beneath tarps as actual buildings. And instead, it looks like a landscape, a river, an ocean, although you have no concept for any of those, of tarps and twisted metal sticking out of mud buildings. And you know that you can stop here and you'll only be a few short minutes from home.
Okay. I call out to Glimmer to just say, we're coming up on it. We won't be able to fit. We'll have to walk the rest of the way.
Throw the car into park.
All right, you throw the car into park.
I mean, I slow first. I have an expertise in driving.
Immediate park.
So you park the car. Do you all climb out?
Yeah. Holly does, at least.
I think Glimmer gets out of the car and says, okay, can I at least know all of your names before we... No?
No.
What's your name?
Do you need to know? Are you with the syndicate?
Fuck no.
Hallie squints for a minute. Just call me Hallie. It's Hallie. Do not call me H-Dog. And Hallie looks at Tess. Listen,
I wasn't planning on it. Okay? It wasn't in the cards.
Hey, listen, it's a compliment.
H-Dog is a compliment?
How about people know we're close?
I'm not a dog.
Also, Tess, I saw how you were playing that game earlier.
Yeah, not well.
Not well.
I mean...
And then I turn to B and I go, and you are.
Oh, I'm B, it's so nice to meet you.
And I kind of like hold both of my hands out back at her.
Oh. I have to put my hands like above my head to be sure.
Yeah.
Do I, you hold both your hands?
Yeah, I put out both my hands for you.
I'll grab your cyber hand.
I want to take a step, not between them, but like slightly in front of B and look at Glimmer suspiciously and be like, thanks for getting us out. Did Condor hire you to kill me?
Oh, fucking absolutely not.
Then, and I just look at the rest of them. What happened?
It seemed like an unfair fight, and I don't like unfair fights.
I just wanted to fight.
I fully turn around and take several steps away. It's like, you have put the entirety of the syndicate at my back because of what you conceive to be an unfair fight. If I was dead right now, I wouldn't have to deal with this anymore.
Well, Tess has a debt. I also have a debt.
Condor Aurelius kind of sucks, and I think it would be fun to kill him.
Yeah, Condor sucks.
I don't think that man is very nice at all.
I agree, B. I'm still holding your hands.
I have no idea who you guys are talking
absolutely
about.
Absolutely beautiful.
I just like take a breath
you.
And I'm just like, we are living in different realities. So mostly what I shift my focus to is like, who is injured? What is the information I need? Because I do not want to deal with where I am going. So anything to not think about that right now.
B, can I get a swift tech check from you here as you shake Glimmer's hand and sort of thrust those?
Yeah. Okay, let me see. Ooh, okay. Tech.
It's probably going to be.
That is a
good.
Mm-hmm. 18 plus. Ooh. 5 for 23.
Good.
You in your work here in the Eastern Oasis, you've seen a lot of tech, especially tech that humans tend to have. You know, radiation is unkind to everyone's bodies, but especially the humans. And also, it's just, this is a tough life. A lot of people sort of live with long-term disabilities, and only the rich, the truly rich, can afford to fully replace parts. Now, everyone does replace their body parts, but the rich replace them with high quality cyber enhancements. This is the highest quality cyber enhancement you have ever seen. The metal is perfect, flawless. It's clear that she takes very good care of it. The cybernetic enhancements themselves, all of the pins connect, all of the electricity, the wiring is beautifully done. This is a work of art attached to someone who doesn't look like they should be sporting this.
This is just gorgeous. I thank you. Over all of the perfect little wiring, and oh my goodness, oh, the metal's so shiny, not an ounce of rust. You take such good care of her.
It's very important to me.
Oh, as it should be, and as I can see, oh my goodness. Can I ask you, if you don't mind, and you completely don't have to say it, but oh, I just love to know. Would you get her?
Oh, it was just, I guess, a gift.
You think that's an expensive gift? Good
friends, indeed.
Not anymore.
Oh. A little cheeky. I understand.
And as this is going on, you're sort of like, you have turned your mind to sort of the matter at hand to distract yourself from the larger, more pressing issue. And you begin to lead the group down a series of twisting and turning alleyways.
Yeah.
You eventually come to a stop in front of a door. It's made of the same warped and twisted metal as everything else here. There's a tarp over one of the windows. It's blue and faded and sort of flecks of plastic peel off of it as you stand in front of it. Next to the door is a hand-painted sign. Not so much a sign as someone has painted on the wall itself. The word Nadie. This is home. And this is probably the first time you've been home in about 7 years.
Yep. Is it locked?
You can check.
Do I know where a spare key is?
You do.
I will check that spot.
All right. So you sort of go to the window, feel around the sill until your hand hits the spot where your mother always, your mom, not necessarily your mother, always tucked a spare key.
It's still there. I take it, and then I go to use it, and I can't quite, so I'm going to knock instead.
You knock on the door, and you wait 1 second, 5, 10, 15, 25. There's no response. In fact, as you knock, the door sort of swings back slightly.
I sort of like immediately more on my guard, and like choke, like my breath hitches. I turn very sharply to B, and I'm like, I think I need those back now. And I will take my guns back and sort of just, I still holster them, but now I don't like this.
Seeing Adrastos pull out their gun, I would say I also pull out my blaster. And just kind of like have it at the ready at
whoa,
my side.
Whoa, whoa.
It's like I hold a hand up and I'm like, it's fine. I want to believe it's fine. I just.
Just in case.
And I will like, because I know, I'm guessing I know the sounds and creaks of this home. I will try and open the door as quietly as possible.
Go ahead and roll a stealth check.
Sure.
You push open the door to the home without a sound, and you see the entryway. Your childhood home is sort of shaped like an L, where the entryway is its own small room, but then the rest of the house is just one larger room divided into sort of sections by a curtain that serves to give some semblance of privacy. Of course, you can't see that now. What you see is an entryway that looks very much as it should. It's got a packed sort of dirt and sand floor, bare walls, nothing particularly notable. But from here, you cannot see the rest of the house.
Okay. Does it look sort of any dirtier than usual? Is this like, is there dust on things? Does this seem like anyone has been here recently?
Your parents always sort of kept a clean house, especially in the entryway, sort of as it's sort of the like the greeting place of the home. And the floors seem swept. It seems upkept.
Okay. I relax a little bit at least. And I take a deep breath and I will put the key in my pocket and call out, Mommy. Mama. Does anyone answer me?
There is no response.
Okay. I will turn around to the group and sort of lead them to the living room. Still like on guard, but I'm like, I think it's okay for now. And go like, here, just make yourselves at home.
Adrastos, as you lead your new companions, it would be untrue to call them friends, into the home in which you grew up. Go ahead and roll a perception check, all of you. Okay.
Oh, nat 20, same thing with Pip.
Incredible.
I just got expertise in perception. So that is a 24.
I also got a nat 20, it's a 22.
Yeah. We're really perceiving right now.
I got a 3+5.
Except for B, who's obsessed with my cybernetic perceptive
person. Yes. Listen, B just came back to life after a real fatal accident.
So did
B. died and then saw
I'm trying to figure out my
arm.
Accent again. A lot's going on.
So B, we're gonna start with you because everyone else rolled a fucking nat 20. thank God you guys used those rolls already and not for something more important. You haven't spent a lot of time on the surface, honestly. When you have, it's been sort of in scenarios where you're providing aid. It's usually outside in the streets. This is maybe your third time inside of a surface home. And definitely your first time inside of a human's home. The needs of different species really do vary. You've been in maybe one or two Coleoptera homes. You've been in one den. A Canesian den, but you've never been in a human home, and immediately you are you're off like a little bullet. You're scampering all over the place, and because of that, you're not taking in the bigger picture. You're sort of just like, oh, there's something over here. What? Oh, it appears to be a small pile of refuse. What's over here? Oh, it's some kind of knife. You're gonna play with that for a couple seconds. You're like very distracted, but you find like a string on the ground. Like you're in your element, but you're so absolutely cute. Not in your element. The rest of you, I'm going to tell you what Adastra sees. You step into the home, and the first thing you notice is that someone has been here. Someone who is not your parents. Because things appear to have been rifled through.
Mm-hmm. Not bees rifling.
No, drawers are open. things are tossed about. The table in the center of sort of what serves as the living and dining area has been cracked into. The counters of your sort of makeshift kitchen are covered in things that have been removed from drawers.
Okay.
And the curtains that hide the bedroom that is your parents' and the one that was once yours have been ripped open.
Okay, I will. In realizing this, can I, like, I either do a quick scan, imagine that if, like, there were valuables or anything, it would have been in our rooms, like, my parents, but it's like, can I tell if anything is missing?
Specifically. I'll need an investigation check with that.
In the meantime, I think Hallie's gonna, like, kind of just walk around the, like, entryway living room area and start to just kind of, like, you know, peek at things, see what B's up to, and then turn to Adrastos and be like, is this your place? Is this somebody you know?
It used
obviously
to be.
It's someone it's, they know.
Someone's okay, been here.
Okay, somebody they know. Somebody's been here?
Yes. But I can't tell if it's, there's so much mess. I don't remember enough to know if anything's gone. And I'm like starting to like...
Yeah, Adrastos, you want to check if things are gone, and you start not in your parents' room, but in the room that used to be yours. Mm-hmm. You step in and you see the cot where you used to sleep is covered in boxes. They're clearly using the space for storage. And there's this feeling that settles in your chest. This feeling of being left behind while other people move forward. Mm-hmm. You don't see any of your things here, even though you left in quite a hurry. You have to imagine that maybe they sold them for credits, anything that you left behind.
Yeah,
it's... It's odd. There's dust on the cot, but not on the boxes. People have clearly been in here. The room gets used. There's no preserving this space in memory of you. How do you think that makes you feel?
I think mostly it's going to, hearing the others like rifling around the rest of the house, I'm like going to sort of smirk to myself and then like very like, not stoically, but in the sense like shut down in the way that, wow, I was a dumb, I didn't think I wanted to find anything, but there's nothing. And I'm pretty pissed. So it's just a thing of like, nope. Okay. This is, I was getting emotional in concern that something had happened. And right now I'm just a little kid that I'm like, I wanted to come home, and there's nothing here, and they're not here, and everything is gone, and I want like my mom and whatever. So I'm just like going to take a minute, like a second to myself, and like steel myself the way I have before countless matches, be like, none of that's helpful, and not helpful to me to repress, but we're like not doing that. So I'll like just grip like my hands very tight or something, like to have a grounding sort of almost painful like thing to focus on and go, never mind, like call out of the thing. They're not here. I thought I'll just go and meet them out in the place.
So you can go ahead and like if you're like looking around. Yeah, so sorry, go ahead.
Oh, sorry. Can I as Adrastos comes back, can I kind of smell them and see if I smell anything familiar?
Familiar, yeah, sure.
Yeah, just in the area. What role should I do?
That's a perception check.
I got a 14.
Nothing about Adrastos is familiar. There's not, I guess I'm a little bit confused about what you mean by familiar.
Oh, I was just curious because they know this place. So I was curious if I could get their smell on anything else from here.
You can smell that the two strongest smells here are two humans. You can smell human food. I would say that there's nothing particularly that strikes you as this would be like Adrastos, someplace with which they were intimately familiar.
Okay.
If the rest of you are like moving around the house, you're welcome to roll investigation checks.
I was going to say, I think I'm kind of like sticking around, kind of like trying to keep an eye on everyone, but I'm also a scout. So I think I kind of like noticed something is up, like this doesn't, and you know, I've been in ransacked homes, right?
Yeah.
So I think I look at Adrastos and I say, how long have they been gone?
I will meet back up with Glimmer and just go, how should I know? I haven't seen them.
Do you have any idea? You haven't?
And I sort of ignore that for the moment and just go, my fear is that he's already taken them. And
you think he got there this fast?
How much does...
he has more resources than you can imagine.
How much does Hallie know in regards to, like, Condor and his practices? Like, obviously, she's kind of part of the syndicate.
Roll a history check with advantage. Or a lore check, I guess, is what it is in 5e. Okay.
Would I know anything?
Go ahead and roll a history check with disadvantage.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Oh, that's a crit fail.
Oh.
I don't know, jack fucking shit.
Like, Condor Aurelius, the name, whoever he is, you know that, like, Condor Aurelius is a guy, and the syndicate maybe bad. Related to him, and probably bad news, and Nyx seemed to know who he was, and...
I could probably text her if I have to.
Yeah, I'll just explain.
I got an 18.
Yeah.
With an 18, you know that people who owe Condor Aurelius a debt either repay that debt or lose whatever is the most important. You know that people who cross him disappear. You know that you always did your best despite your temper, despite your occasional lack of judgment. You always did your best to stay on his good side. And you know that a life debt can be paid in a lot of ways, and none of them are particularly pleasant.
Hallie turns to Adrastos and is just like, how long's he had you?
It's hard to keep track down there, but I was 17 when I left.
And you're 20s?
I don't think I can tell. It's everything is blurred together. I'm like,
okay.
Long enough that I don't fight as well as I used to.
Oof. So the your dad.
I'll take a step towards realizing that Glimmer knows nothing. Just like, does not realize the situation, the severity
like
of the situation.
Staring at you like...
Yeah, the severity of the situation. I'll take a step towards Hallie and just kind of like rub like my face and just, I really thought there was a solid chance you wouldn't have been here. Being like looking for confirmation, like he can't have been that fast yet, right? Sort of. Yeah, but knowing that at the same time that it's
got people in all places.
But I just go, and so I sort of like sort of smirk, or like, you know, like a mirthless chuckle of like I'm so fucked sort of explain that. Do you see why I thought you were there to kill me? Because why that you were there to rig it? Because why? And I start trying to explain. I'm like, because why else would all of you interfere? I might have died, but then at least they'd be here. They'd be here. And I like point around, and I'm like, they'd be here.
I get it. We don't know for sure. Well, we probably know like mostly for sure that Condor. I'm guessing this is your most important people. I'm guessing this is your family. Like, that's probably what he's taken from you. But at the same time, it's Condor. He'd rather toy with you than do anything right away. I've been under his debt for whatever.
It wasn't my debt. And I'll, like, smile, be like, we're both in the same boat, but different. Like,
yeah. Hallie just kind of like scratches the back of her head and she's like, oh, we're so fucked. So you're under a debt with Condor. Tess, is your debt to Condor?
I don't think anymore. Like,
so yes.
Yes.
All right, so also the Condor.
I'm just
going to,
like, laugh out loud and at that point, like, clap Hallie on the, like, very, like, quick mood change. Not mood changes, but in the sense of, like,
this is our
my life right now.
This is our shithole.
If I do not laugh, I will cry and or punch something.
Yeah. Hallie turns to B, who I imagine is probably fiddling with some sort of human trinket or artifact.
I think you have a debt? I'm holding like a fridge magnet in my closet.
There's also no fridges here, but that is the sort of thing that, like, survived the blast. Yeah. And so, like, like, people do sort of collect, like, nice looking things. And so, like, there was
stick
a fridge
them on
magnet,
the rafters.
Like, stuck to the rafters, and you sort of, like, shimmied your way up there and pulled it down. It is a fridge magnet. It's blue, like sort of a light blue and white, and it's it's got the number 10 on it.
Incredible.
Oh my god.
I did not ask for this, but I am enjoying it.
I'm amazed. I'm just gonna hold it and I'll Condor, no, I suppose I know of him, but I don't have it yet.
Then why were you in the casino?
Oh, and I'll go rummage through my, like, knitter's bag. And
not realizing, I just go, they were there to help me, which is why it doesn't make sense that he wanted me dead right away.
But you don't work for Condor? Or you do work for Condor?
Do I notice that B is holding the key?
I mean, B is, you all see B hold something up in, like,
is that,
their little claws.
Is that for the car?
I'm not sure, actually, but
do we
it's
know
for
it's,
something and it looks beautiful.
Maybe I don't know it's a car.
I was like, do we know it's a car? Car?
Actually,
do
wait
we know
a second.
That it's
do called
it's a car?
Is that for
no.
the covered speeder?
No. I'm sorry, for the what?
The covered speeder.
The
yes.
speeder with a roof.
I thought it goes. Why would you need this?
Mr. Mechanic found this. Well, I found it.
Do you mind?
Mr. Mechanic told me to. Yeah, yes, of course. Here's
I take it.
Be careful, though.
Oh, of course. And I feel like I was driving the car. I was sitting in front of the steering wheel. I can notice that the logos are the same, right?
Yeah, the symbol's the same.
Yeah. So I go, I think this is for the thing that we were just driving. So do you mind? If I hold on to this, I won't keep it forever, but I'm good at driving.
Yes. Okay. Yes, you can.
I'm just going to, like, again, the kind of day I've been having, to smile wryly at B and, like, look at her and go, well, add that to the list of lies, I guess, at this point. And just go, like, that's
a lie.
You told me you were there to help me, that you were, like, sent to help me.
Well, I said I was there to help you, and I was there to help you. You're always there to help people.
Always?
Immediately.
If someone is in need and someone needs help, then that's why you're there, to help them. And speaking of help, have you drank enough water today?
I, like, look around the others.
Let me see your hands.
Like...
Let me see your gloves. Come.
No,
come,
I, like,
come, come.
I take a step back again, as in, like... Okay. The do not touch me kind of vibe of just, like, first of all, no, and who the hell has
Again, I'm usually like, pretty good with water.
Growing, yeah. Increasingly. I'm just like, I just look at Hallie and I'm just like a glare of like a silent fuck you, honestly.
Hallie like, well, like cracks her exoskeleton, just like,
growing increasingly, like not irritated, but like absurd in their just like reactions a bit, because it's just a little delirious at this point.
I mean, if
dehydration and dying.
Won't take that water.
I'm always willing to have some water.
Yeah.
But I saw you gambling water earlier.
For more water.
Speaking of water, roll an investigation check. Tess.
Oh, okay.
You were sort of the least involved in that conversation. So I have to imagine you're both kind of paying attention, but also looking around.
Oh.
What is that?
It's a nat one, but I have a minus one, so it's zero.
A goose egg.
You're smelling stuff real hard, and none of it is in this house.
Yeah, Tess, I'm gonna say with, and you got a 14 perception on your sniff check earlier.
Yeah,
you're after credits, presumably, right?
Could you repeat that?
You're after credits.
Oh yeah,
you're always after credits, and you sort of you're like sort of half involved in the conversation. You're like, ooh, yeah, water sounds good. But you're also like, sort of like doing that thing where you're like trying not to be suspicious, but also sort of sidling into like maybe the room that Adrastos hasn't checked.
Oh.
And your nose catches something. That 14 perception and that zero investigation. You smell something. It smells kind of familiar, but you really can't place the smell. And it brings you up to sort of a shelf in this room. There's a cot that could probably hold two people, some storage underneath it, and a shelf.
Ooh.
And on the shelf, you sort of like, you stand on top of the cot because you have no manners whatsoever. And you push past like, tiny pair of shoes, a tiny little shirt. None of this is worth anything. You push past like a sort of a small, some kind of device that maybe is supposed to attach to a wrist or something. That's sort of a brace of some kind. You push past that. That's not really worth anything. And then you find a tiny little bag, and inside, two credits. Go ahead and add those to your inventory.
Nice.
All right, what are the rest of you doing?
At the same time,
I feel like we're still talking.
Yeah. At the same time, all I was going to continue was sort of, again, looking at B with a bit of incredulity and at many years of mistrust, right, of everyone. I'm just like, if you're so willing to help everyone all of the time, why would you all hoard water like that? I saw what you did. I'm like, thanks, but I'm just like, why?
I don't hoard it.
What's going on? You have a lot of water?
I like look around at Hallie and I like look back at B and I think about whether I want to put them in danger, because I'm not mad. It's like, I'm having very conflicted feelings, but it's just like
a lot of things are going on.
They know how to get it.
They know how to get, well, we easily. All know how to get water easily. Hallie like leans over towards B. How easily? Because I have a debt to pay.
Okay, maybe
I will take a step at that point between Hallie and B. I'm just like, I'm not trying to escalate, but I'm having a lot of feelings.
I mean, if you can get like a couple liters, I mean, we could make some good money.
We're not selling water right now.
Well, I don't know what the fuck we are doing. Everyone else sells water.
What can you do, B? What is Adrastos talking about?
Is there an open container around here that I can use?
So I don't think you can.
I think you can only use it one time per day, but I will say,
I can't only, actually, yeah, you're right. I can only, but I do have the digging maneuver which they would probably already know about as a star nose.
Yeah.
So. Yeah. I mean, there's a jug on the counter in the kitchen, but it's not empty. It's full of water.
Would whoever lived here just leave water?
No, nor would whoever came.
Then I guess we can sell it.
No.
Can I investigate the water? Perceive
the
water?
Yeah, go for it. Yeah. Let's have an investigation check.
Glare at Hallie.
Listen, I know this
Can I throw in an investigation as well?
Yeah, absolutely.
That's a 16.
Hallie, why sell it when we can get double it?
Oh my God.
Oh my God. The only reason you could get double is if we rigged the whole thing like we just did.
Up to Glimmer. I just go stand by Glimmer to see what's going on.
All right, Glimmer, what was your investigation?
16.
And what was yours, B?
It is an 11.
All right.
3 plus 8, though, so...
You are not rolling well today.
I'm not rolling well at all.
Here's the thing. I'm going to say with a 16, and I think part of this is that to you, water is like, yeah, it's a commodity, but like you can make it happen. And so it's less important to you. But Glimmer, the house has been smashed up.
Yeah.
What kind of robber doesn't take the most valuable thing in the home?
Mm-hmm.
That's sort of what you get stuck on. The water itself seems perfectly normal. It seems safe to drink. It seems as safe to drink as any other water in any of these houses. B, you sort of scurry up to the water and you get distracted. You don't actually wind up investigating it. Instead, you see something underneath it. Sort of a piece of paper or something sticking out, a small rectangle sticking out from underneath the water. You grab it? Okay, so this appears to be a playing card with the letter J on it, a heart at the top. And in the right-hand corner, there are 3 holes punched.
Is this like a
clock? Do I recognize anything, history or anything about this?
I mean, sure, roll an insight check.
An insight, okay.
And you know what?
Damn it.
Sorry, go ahead, Adrasos.
Oh, I was gonna say, if I see obviously B grab it because I was next to Glimmer. Do I recognize it either from a set or from?
Go ahead and roll an insight check.
Cool.
I have a 4 plus 5 for a 9. I'm not.
Should I also roll an insight check?
Go for it. You know, B, there's a little man on here too. It's got like a little man. And if you flip him upside down, he's right side up again.
That's not great.
Does B show this to anyone else?
That's only an 11 for me.
Look. I've seen it. Yeah.
So, like, you can all see it if you're there.
Oh.
What did you roll, Adrastos?
10.
And yeah, I'll say, Tess, you emerged with, like, the 2 credits tucked into your pocket.
Oh, yeah. They're definitely poked in.
Sort of, like, slink back into the room. Sorry. What were the other rolls? Let's see. We got a, 20 insight, 10. Adrastos, you know, you've spent a lot of time in a casino, but you're never looking at the cards. No. You're killing people and or beating their ass. So that's sort of all you know. Holly, did you roll?
Yeah, I was about to. I was just switching over to roll 20 so you could see it. let's see.
Aww.
A 13 plus insight. Hold on, sorry. So many things to do with 5e.
I'm going to say...
That's a 15 for me.
Tess got the highest, which actually makes sense. Tess.
Yes.
You walk in, you have no context for what's happening, but B is holding a playing card.
Oh, hell yeah.
You are incredibly familiar with these. And as you approach, you notice that it's odd. The only casino to speak of in the Eastern Oasis is, in fact, the Syndicate's casino, the one that you just emerged from. And you also happen to know, after nearly a week spent there gambling away more money than anyone could possibly ever earn, that when they dispose of their decks, they punch a diamond into the top left corner. This card is not from the Syndicate's casino here in Eastern Oasis.
Oh, shit. Well, that's not from here. Where'd you get that?
It was under the water. See?
As soon as Tess says that's not from here, can I roll a lore check?
Yeah, absolutely.
I had gotten, I think I had only seen, not recognizing the card, but recognizing just the J, gotten my hopes up a tiny bit. So I walk away.
That's a dirty 20.
To my parents' bedroom.
Okay, we're going to start with Glimmer with a dirty 20.
Nice.
You don't actually recognize this.
Okay.
I mean, you know, you played some cards growing up in the context of, like, sort of larger gatherings that your family would attend. But this definitely doesn't seem like it's from one of those.
This feels like a calling card.
Adrasos.
Don't know where from. Yeah, Glimmer just says, this feels like a calling card and I don't know where from.
Adrasos, you walk into your parents' bedroom. Go ahead and give me a perception check. Glimmer, if you have anything more to say, I'm sorry I cut you off. You can.
No, it's okay. I think what she was actually going to pose was going to be to Adrastos, so she's going to wait until Adrastos comes back.
Adrastos, you walk into your parents' room.
It's quite small. I can probably hear you.
You got an 18 perception.
I got an 18, yes.
It smells familiar. It smells like home. Like the foods your parents used to cook. Your mom especially. It smells like the lye soap that Jason would use to clean the clothes when your dad got home. And for a moment, you just stand there, looking around at the plain room where you used to come when you had nightmares as a child. And then your eyes catch on a shelf on the wall. The shelf's always been there, but it's never had anything on it. But now you can see that there are some things sort of rummaged through in the same way that the rest of the house has been.
Okay, I'll take a closer look.
You approach and you see a tiny worn set of sandals. Ones that could only fit the feet of a baby. You see a little shirt that you used to wear as a child, worn threadbare. And you see the first brace your father ever made you, when your hands first started to hurt as a child, and your mom did their best to rub your hands to help you, but nothing really helped until your father took pieces of twisted and warped metal and made these for you to make it a little bit easier to hold things, to go about the day. You outgrew it very quickly, but it appears that someone kept it.
I'm gonna feel a tremendous amount of guilt for how mad I was about 10 minutes ago.
Oh no.
I just want to make that clear. Listen, they're dehydrated, they almost died, they're hurt, they're having a day.
Listen,
they're allowed their mood swings today.
Absolutely.
I'm gonna, I think, like, look around the room proper. And I, like, think, like, believe, but also just, like, kind of mildly hope that if there were one thing they'd want kept safe, seeing it, it would be these. So I'm gonna like fold them up and put them away and put them in a pouch to take with me, because we don't have very much else of value, but you know.
Yeah, absolutely. You take one last look around the room, and as you do with an 18, you wind up sort of looking underneath the bed and the storage bins there.
Mm-hmm.
And you find 2 emergency medical kits.
Slay.
Nice. 1 credit.
Oh, you.
Aha, Tess.
A single ring. Tarnished. And a small sort of sculpted icon of the god of sky and land.
Okay. Yeah, I'll like tuck them away very, you know, carefully and put them in my pack, and sort of the safest spot. Everything else is gonna get bumped around, but and head back into the living room and just like see that everyone is apparently just waiting.
I mean, I doubt it was very long. Like, Glimmer's yeah. like looking that card back and forth and goes, oh, adrastos.
Yeah. I think they probably look upset, but not more upset than they have
yeah.
been the rest of the day.
You've been pretty distraught this whole time.
I just picture like Hallie and Tess arguing about the cost of a liter of water and how much
let's just say I don't think you can see my eyes tearing up through like the blood and bruises.
Yeah. Okay. So Glimmer goes, I know we think this is Condor Aurelius.
It's always Condor.
But Tess just said this isn't one of their cards. And would Condor's people actually leave water here with the card underneath?
Only by accident. Surely it wouldn't happen. Yeah.
I know.
Could your parents have gone with anyone else?
I know. I didn't recognize the card, but I have an idea. And so I was just, maybe I can't do anything with it, and that's fine. But obviously the syndicate was like sort of new when I left, not new, but not the main sort of gang when I left, right? When Condor came to get me. Correct.
Mm-hmm.
So would I have known who was in charge before then and who the rivals are? Yeah.
The Cactus Gang is still in charge. Yeah. The Cactus Gang has been in charge forever. Hack and Jack Cactus founded the Oasis.
So could I potentially at least think that the J stands for Jack?
Yeah, absolutely. And as that thought pops into your head,
I've connected them.
The door swings open with a clatter, and 2 men, sort of thin humans with blasters on either side, dressed in what can really only be described anachronistically as Western wear. They've got like worn jeans, boots, and like leather sort of
chaps
over their pants. One of them is completely shirtless. The other one wears like a scarf sort of wrapped around his top as sort of a shirt, but it's a scarf. Mm-hmm. The other one has a scarf sort of like wrapped around his face. And as they come in, they say, freeze.
Oh, who are you?
Freeze, you dirty Kinesian. Keep that snot in your nose.
Hallie's going to pull out 4 weapons immediately.
Everyone relax. Who are you?
Well, my name's Aloe Joe, and this here's Calamity Sam.
Your mom give you those names?
Nope.
Yeah, I didn't think so.
It's not nice to spit in people's homes.
Well, it's not nice to come in and rough up the place neither, but it sure looks like you here did.
Definitely. We did not.
I will sort of step forward in a sense, and I may not know them, but go, this was my home, and I like look around.
As you say
go
ahead and give me a persuasion check.
Okay. I was gonna say it's the tiniest thing, but if I can pull out the tiny brace, it'll like and show mine. That's like identity verification.
Give me a persuasion check. Yeah,
I did. I rolled it. It's 11, unfortunately.
It did not process on my end.
I was going to say, can I give them help because I'm there and trying to talk these guys down too?
Sure.
You can roll again, Pip.
Dirty 20.
Play.
All right. With a dirty 20, these guys sort of, they look at you for a moment. Sorry, I'm having to pull up my notes for this session. Give me a second. You look at them for a second and they go, well, if that's true, it might be true, but we gotta run it by the person who called all this in. And they step aside, and behind them is someone you recognize. Thin, tired, scraggly. Horatio.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm just gonna like look at them and like mouth agape, and I like sort of take half a step forward, not even again in like a mirage. Like this is someone, I'm guessing I recognize them, but again, they're grown. Like we're kid, they're grown. And I'm
yeah, like, no, this is like what you imagine Horatio would look like.
Yeah. So yeah, I don't say anything, but I'll like make a motion to step forward hesitantly.
As you do, go ahead and roll an insight check.
Okay. 10.
As you go to sort of, you move to almost take a step forward, they move to almost take a step back.
Okay, I stop.
Address us.
Hey, H.
I thought you were...
dead? Yeah.
Something like that.
And Aloe Joe kind of turns and goes,
is the person you saw? And, Horatio ignores him and goes,
did Horatio also take a step back from me?
Yeah. Horatio is the one who like went to take a step back.
Okay.
Horatio goes,
I know that I knew that you had joined up with the syndicate, but I didn't think you were capable of this.
Joined. I like just look at him agape. I realize what he's like saying, and I go, they would have killed him. You're telling me you wouldn't have done the same for your dad? Because I know you would.
You're trying to tell me this was about your dad? If this was about your dad, why did your friends come in here and drag him out?
My friend,
and now you're here?
I just ran away from an arena where everything went to shit. I was this close to paying it off.
I can't believe you. Yeah, this is the person I called you about. And Horatio steps outside.
Step in for a moment, like as Horatio is about to say that, and say, listen, I don't know you. I can confirm everything Adrastos is saying. And we've only been here for 5 minutes looking for their family. So if you could perhaps enlighten us as to who was here, that would assist us in finding them.
Okay, well, no offense, but I don't know you either.
That's great.
And it doesn't seem like you know Adrastos all that well to begin with.
No, you're correct.
I just hold up a hand to Glimmer, and all I like say is like, I get it, but I was set up to die in that arena today, and now I'm kind of wishing I did.
Oh. And I'm kind of wishing you stayed dead. And They step outside. Aloe Joe and Calamity Sam look at all of you and go, well, we don't have the authority or frankly, go for it.
Oh, you can finish the thought if you'd like, but.
Or frankly, the time to drag you all the way back to Cactus headquarters. So I'll tell you what, we're going to give you the same treatment we've given everybody else who's betrayed us. Go on and get. And he sort of does a little head nod. And those of you who are from Oases, you know that particularly heinous crimes will get you kicked out of not only one Oasis, but then all of the others.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Yeah, essentially is a death sentence.
Can I roll anything? Is there anything I would know from our childhood that would be particularly hurtful that I could levy at?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You know a lot of, like, how hurtful are you thinking?
Pretty hurtful. I've been through a lot today.
You know that Horatio's parents, things got really hard at a certain point. And Horatio had an older sister who they essentially traded to the salt bandits in exchange for water.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
I know what to say.
As far as you know, the sister is like alive. Like it wasn't like any sort of, it wasn't so much selling her body as much as selling her like work.
Yeah, labor.
Yeah.
I'll just go, the harmonies may change, but the melody stays the same. Should have known you'd treat me just like you sister.
You see his shoulders stiffen and then relax. And, under his breath, you hear him go.
And I'm crying. If he looks back, I'm like, I am crying. I'm tearing.
He absolutely does not look back.
God damn it.
And you hear him go, go fuck yourself, Adrastos.
Ayo, fuck Horatio.
Hallie lunge really quickly and like try and intimidate? I'm assuming, are they shorter than Hallie?
They are not.
Damn. She's gonna do it anyways. She's gonna try and be a little spicy, if that's okay.
To Aloe Joe and Calamity Sam?
Yeah.
Yeah, go for it.
So, Hallie, like, comes from behind Adrastos.
Oh, I was gonna say, you are not behind
them. No, from behind Adrastos, sorry. I assume you've been having most of the communication, yeah. So Hallie would be behind. And kind of lunge at them with her, like, axes at the ready, but comes, like, just close enough to, like, put the blade up against their faces and not actually, like, take a swing. And just kind of, like, gives them, a stern, like, kind of a growly tone in her throat. And is like, watch what you say. And she's pointing it at Horatio while, like, threatening the other two.
Okay, okay.
Roll an intimidation check.
Okay.
Oof.
Okay. I don't have advantage, so 7.
All right. Awesome. Let me just do something real fast.
And then I'd like to interject as well.
Absolutely. I just have to.
I just want to see something. I want to see something.
I want to steal something.
Quick D20.
I want to.
All right. Does an 18 hit your armor?
It sure does.
All right, you take You take 7 damage as Calamity Sam whips out his blaster and shoots you in the chest. It also knocks you back. Roll an athletics check. Athletics save for me.
Yep. There's not an athletics save.
I don't remember what it's called.
So you want me to do strength?
Yes.
Or dex?
Strength.
Yes, it would be strength save.
27.
Okay, with a nat 20, It doesn't knock you back, but you feel the force of it just like hit your exoskeleton exceptionally hard. Mm-hmm. And he says, you don't want to be doing that.
Hallie like clutches clutches her exoskeleton and like slowly backs up and says, it just goes like, oh, fuck.
I call out like as in the middle of it happening, sort of a very almost like forceful and cold, like stop at Hallie of just being like, as like, thanks, but it's not his fault. He can't see past his head.
Well, Hallie kind of like bends her head and like apology to Thrastos.
Yeah.
While they're having this whole interaction. Like, yeah. Oh, sorry. Can I make sure I swipe that liter of water?
No,
it's in like a jug.
Yeah.
I'm not sure how you would close it, but sure. Why the hell not? Go ahead and throw. Go ahead and give me a stealth sleight of hand check.
Okay. Sleight of hand.
Sleight of hand.
27.
You jam an open container of water into your bag.
I would say, can I have noticed it? But against that sleight of hand.
Yeah, no, like nobody notices, but there is. You are like in the background, just like actively wrestling a large jug of water into a backpack. As like everyone else just like is so confrontational that they do not notice the absolute havoc that you are wreaking.
Nice. All right.
Wrecking.
Yeah. The last thing is I just like, again, sort of like in calling out to them or whatever is like, I know that I was hurtful, very, but also like, hope you come to your senses before I don't come back.
I hope you don't, you syndicate motherfucker.
And I'll just have that same sort of bright, like, smile, like, this is exactly what was going to, happen today.
Sorry, B, what were you going to do?
While this is happening, do I notice if Horatio seems like there is a part of them that is in, like, pain or anything?
Go ahead.
Regularly. I just wanted
to roll up like a medicine check, maybe.
Stop trying to hurt my friend. He's an asshole, but I love him.
Oh my god. No, I'm not trying to hurt him.
B is trying to
That is a nat one. This is painful. I have not rolled above a 4 this entire time.
See, here's the thing. You can't speak to medically, but you know his heart hurts.
Cool. I'm gonna roll up as he's going, and I'm not going to say anything. Yeah. I'm just going to put the magnet in his palm and then leave.
He pockets it.
Then I'm gonna fuss over Hallie and be like, "Why would you do?"
I can't handle when people talk like that and they're just kind of bicker on the side.
Words might hurt, but fists hurt harder.
I got them. And she holds up like 4 fists.
Are we out of earshot of Aloe Joe and Calamity
Sam? No, they're still standing right there. Oh,
I thought we were walking away.
I'm gonna sling my pack like over my shoulder and like take a look back and sort of shoulder check them as I'm pushing it as I'm starting to leave.
Before I go, I'm going to flash the card at them that I took from Tess. And I'm going to say, is this Jax?
Fuck no.
Do you know whose it is?
Fuck no.
Thanks for your help.
Anything for a beautiful woman.
I assume we all leave the house.
Yeah, as you leave, you hear one of them go, better not see that ass bound around these parts ever again, beautiful.
Shut up.
Ain't talking to you, bug.
Don't give a shit.
So I feel like we get back to the car and Glimmer's going to start the car and wait for everyone to get
in. With the key?
Yeah, I started with the key.
Okay, whoa. We can't gloss over that. Roll a tech check.
Do we know what keys are? Are keys used?
Do I need to roll a piloting check?
Yeah, roll a piloting check with disadvantage.
Hold on. I have something for that.
Oh.
I want you to understand that's still a 19. I have expertise in driving.
So here's the thing. You give it a couple of tries. The people, everyone's behind you, so they don't see you fuck up the first couple of times.
For sure.
You shove it in the cigarette lighter, burn yourself.
Yeah.
You're like, at one point, you're just pressing all of the buttons. The car alarm goes off twice. You're like, no. And then you see at the side of the wheel that you've been using for steering, a hole.
Amazing.
You jam the key in.
Yep.
You look at it. You're not really sure what this is supposed to do. You try to pull it towards you. You like a couple of times. You're like, what the hell? And then you twist it forward and the engine starts and it is so excited.
Yep. I'm like playing it cool, but also I like have an idea about where we should go. And so I'm doing like the classic mom thing where you got like your arm on the back of your chair and you're like looking in the back.
Yeah, so
I'm
right. Like,
I'm sitting here waiting for everyone to get in the car.
Oh, I call dibs on the fucking broken window.
The passenger seat?
Yeah.
I think Hallie'll duck in and then take like the entire back row and just crawl out.
Then I'll take one of the middle seats.
If there's like a baby, like a car seat in the car, I'll just go on the booster.
You know what? There wasn't, but I love that so much that there's absolutely a booster seat, and this booster seat survived the nuclear apocalypse.
Bees booster.
Bees booster.
Bees booster.
So Glimmer's gonna go.
I'm definitely like right behind the driver's seat. So I like look in and I can see Glimmer through the window.
Yeah, there's also like, you know how like baby seats, there's like those like mirrors that they hang on the back of like the car that they're behind. They've like got like, so there's like a little like plastic mirror there. It's totally warped. You can barely see anything in it.
I already can barely see. I'm blind. So
that's fair.
Glimmer goes, all right, listen. I'm looking for someone. That's why I was here. I'm not tied to this place. I'm happy to come with you all in Adrastos. I'm happy to help you find your family. I would like to know what this card is. I have a friend. They know about people. Or they know people that know about people. They're in the no man's land. They're at the no man's oasis. I say, I get us there. I have a chat with them. I figure out who I'm looking for, who you're looking for. Maybe even the two things will cross. Who knows? And we'll figure it out from there. How does that sound?
I think I just start kind of just fiddling with my brace, a little distracted. And honestly, at this point, a little dejected, but kind of just like look up and go, good a place to die as any, I guess.
Oh, we won't die there. The no man's oasis is quite nice.
Well, I have nothing to do.
I was going to say, are you all in? All of you except for B are in significant debt, so...
I mean, I'm just running from Condor at this point and got nothing else to do. And if this involves any sort of muscle, I'm your girl.
And I'm here and you need help, so I'm here to help.
All right. And I put the car in drive and I get us the fuck out of the Eastern Oasis.
All right. So go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say the last thing was like, again, looking over at B, who is now in B's booster seat, like slowly but surely, like realizing just how like earnest she is and how like genuine they are, because that's not a thing for me where I'm just like that, those little moments of like drive to sort of protect, they're so small to protect them from the other bigger stuff. Like they are so not naive right now about the danger they were in. Is like increased like in an order of magnitude where I'm just like I must protect.
The Honda Odyssey, the speeder with a roof.
A dis-
You sort of, you drive it, you know, away from the oasis, and eventually you get on the road. There is, in fact, a road that leads through no man's land and sort of branches off to the other oases. You get on this road, and as you're driving, pop music playing. Pass. Roll a nature check with advantage for me.
Yeah. All right. Advantage. Nature. That is a 17.
You are hanging out the window, wind in your fur, nose in the breeze, and you catch that scent you smelled earlier. A sandstorm.
Oh, no.
Brewing on the horizon. Go ahead and give me a, well, you made a nature check. That's fine. Give me a survival check. Also with advantage, since you passed that nature check.
That is a 21.
The sandstorm will be here in a matter of minutes. You can smell it on the horizon, building, wind whipping up, fine grains of particulate matter gathering in your nose, and now you can see it on the horizon. All of you can see it, except for Bee, who lives in blissful ignorance of her surroundings. But even they can hear it. Wind howling. And let's get a piloting check.
Yep. How far is No Man's Land?
You are in No Man's Land. No Man's Land is the land in between oases. You've exited Taxis territory. With a 23, you are able to, as the winds pick up around you and you are submerged into the sandstorm, you are able to drive in a straight line, what you imagine, where you imagine the road to be.
I toss my goggles down. My window's broken, so
the windows in this car are broken. It fills with sand. I need a
can we use the like any I guess we have like bed rolls and things from PAX against the windows.
That's a great idea.
How would we hold it up?
So I will need a DC 20 strength check to cover a window.
Okay.
All right. How Hallie will try because she fucked it up.
I can also try.
My window.
Is this all her fucking fault?
Is just one window broken or both?
There's two. There's the driver and the passenger.
27!
Oh, that was a save.
Oh, it was a
save. It's got to be a check.
Just kidding.
I only got a 13.
17.
You both try to like hold up bedrolls. Like you have to like lean around Glimmer and Tess to like do this. Tess, by the way, is doing that dog thing where it's like you're like trying to do something and she's like trying to jam her nose around the bedroll.
Hallie's like throwing elbows.
And you don't manage to cover up these windows. It was a good thought though. I'm going to need con checks from everybody and dex checks from everybody.
Checks.
Check or saves. Okay.
Oh,
wait. Sorry. Check. Yeah.
19, 18. Check or save?
Check.
So.
14, 15.
20, 19.
20 is what?
Con.
Okay. And 19 is dex? Okay.
Yeah.
20 dex, 18 con.
14, 15 for Pippin. B, did you give me one?
I have a quick question.
Yes.
So I have a thing called Sage Advice. And if my shebang will show, hold on. Basically, I can spend a minute spreading my knowledge and experience advising those around you. When I do so, choose a skill or a tool I am proficient with and a number of friendly creatures. Equal to intelligence modifier. Since this is a save, I don't know if this will work, but because I am used to stumbling around blindly, can I be like, this is how you maneuver without sight a little bit, listen to your body to help a little bit?
You can,
so they can
to those
add their proficiency.
So this has less to do with that and more to do with the particles.
Oh, that's fair. Okay.
With the sand.
Alrighty.
It was a good question.
Okay, so we're doing con and dex saving throws. Let's see.
Checks.
We've said checks so many times.
What did you get?
Mm.
The first one was a 5.
That's for you, Colin.
Early up for the dex.
Oh, all right.
I am not rolling well today. I should not listen to these digital dice.
So I'm going to need both you and Pippin to roll another con check.
Okay.
Okay. Let me see. This is a 19.
Nat 20.
Okay, so.
Slay.
Pippin, Adrastos takes 10 damage as you inhale this, like, the grains of sand and God knows what else.
Yeah.
And then, B, I'm so sorry, you take 8 damage.
Ooh, I'm down.
Mm.
Oh.
And as Glimmer expertly navigates, or we hope expertly navigates her way through the sandstorm. Adrastos, you are blinded. B, you're already blinded. And the car hits a bump in the road. Sand whips through the cabin, making it almost impossible to see a single thing. Your lungs ache with the particles and grains of sand that find their way inside, making a home in your bronchiae. And Adrastos, as you gasp for air on
what
has been...
Can I use my neckerchief to, like, protect myself a bit?
Absolutely. God, what has been absolutely the... Maybe the second worst day of your
worst
life.
Worst day of my life.
The car trundles towards No Man's Oasis, the trading post in the center of No Man's Land. And that is where we will leave off for this week. Thank you so much for joining us on the Tabletop Tavern. We're so happy to see you.
Yeah.
We'll see you soon. Be nice to each other. Be kind, as always. Let us know your thoughts on the episode on Twitter, Discord, Tumblr, whatever your favorite social media site is. X. I'm not calling it that. Thank you so much for joining us. We love you. Have a good day.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for watching Tabletop Tavern. We premiere Mondays at 8 p.m. Eastern Time on YouTube, Twitch, and other podcast platforms. You can check them out on the links below. Anyways, stay thirsty, friends.